Madison Academy is a charter school near Flint. And I found out about this story, which led me to make a contact with Nicholas, our guest here. But this is the story which gathered the news. And before I give the details about this, Nicholas, now is it Mihailov?
Mihailov.
Mihailov is the president of the Madison Academy Board of Education. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Why was it, when I talked to you on the phone yesterday, why was it important you come in studio and we not talk on the phone?
Well, I think that there's so much going on in the world of education. Parents and teachers both have been dealt a really unusual hand of trying to prepare their children now for this globally competitive workplace that these kids are going to have to enter, yours and mine, in the next 3, 5, 10 years. And no one can be certain of what that landscape is going to look like in even 1 year. So what are we going to do to best prepare these children for not our past, but their future?
Your education background, as far as how your kids have been taught, is very interesting. You have explored different ways to educate your children. Talk about that.
We have. We live in the Metro Flint area and love our community and are committed to our community. And I believe that if you look at these micro cities all throughout the Great Lakes region, what you're going to find is that there's, sure, Renaissance Zone incentives. There's all kinds of different perks for businesses to come. But it would seem that the longest, most sustainable option would be to have successful public education for children. And we're falling behind, and everybody agrees that we are. So what do we do with this cultural tide that really has been thrust upon us with globalization? How do we rectify this? And so we, my wife and I, we have 5 children from 5 to 14, which presented unique challenges. We have some that are arts driven. We have some that are athletic driven. And what are the options that are available so that they can develop friendships, they can be in a safe environment, they can be challenged to pursue their goals?
So you've tried homeschooling, you've been in a Christian-based education, public schools. Why did you end up in charter school?
Well, the interesting thing for us, as we researched and tried all the different options, as we about 7 years ago discovered charter schools, which we had no idea what they were, and then discovering that it is tuition-free because charter is simply a public school. It's a smaller school, and the options and the benefits of charter, when we began looking at it, was the classroom size, some autonomy that the school has to be able to fabricate policies and procedures, mission statements that are consistent with that niche educational opportunity. And we found one in our community that fit the values and the objectives that we wanted to have with our kids, and have been happy as it's been unfolding and developing.
Your school district is Burton Bindle, is it?
It is, but greater than that, it's the Genesee Intermediate School District, GISD.
Okay, what problem do you have with sending your kids there?
The particular school that we did pick was close to our home, and I come back to, I think that one of the top issues that we're facing in Michigan and around the country is whether it's opportunities for employment or, you know, religious preference or education, which seem to be the three big, is the culture of these is changing, the culture. And so when we looked at the culture, the values, the norms, the expectations, we couldn't find a fit culturally for where we wanted to see our children grow to with the local options of traditional public that were presented to us.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. And as I mentioned, Madison Academy is a charter school near Flint. And they refused on Wednesday to relent on its insistence that a high school student and cancer survivor cut or restyle his long hair before allowing him to return to class. Instead, the board offered four options for 17-year-old JT Gaskins and his mother, Krista Plant. Gaskins said that he plans to grow his hair out to 10 inches to donate to charity. Now, Nicholas, who's here in studio with us, is the president, as I mentioned, of the Madison Academy Board of Education. You're not getting a lot of good PR here. You know, I always heard as a parent, you got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick this battle?
Well, actually, this battle was brought to us, and our objective with the press conference on Wednesday night was, after 10 days of banter and media coverage, we wanted to be able simply to share a measured response to what we felt was actually taking place.
Well, I'm looking at photos of JT, and his hair isn't that long. Now, why is this an issue? He's a cancer survivor. He's trying to raise money for charity. Why the issue with hair?
Well, when in December, we discovered that 16 of our students were in violation. JT and two of his bandmates, he was forming a band, were three of the 16, and they were brought into the principal's office, and he reminded them of the student-parent handbook and the guidelines and asked that in the next 2 weeks that they would comply. So 2 weeks later, we're into 2012, and 15 of the 16 kids come back with a trim. And it was at that point that JT announced, with a few months left of his senior year, he in fact was not going to cut his hair, but was inspired and decided, as a cancer survivor, which we're grateful that, you know, no parent would have to go through something like this, that he decided this. But there was never a consideration of what we felt were the appropriate methods or means so that we could even consider accommodating this.